At the former Pease Air Base in Portsmouth, scientists are resuming a pioneering research study on chemical contamination in drinking water. It could provide some of the best evidence to date of risks posed by the industrial compounds known as PFAS. But despite more than a year of effort, organizers say they're having trouble recruiting enough families to join. NHPR's Annie Ropeek reports it could hamper efforts to treat a growing public health crisis.
The PFAS contamination at Pease has been the focus of Andrea Amico's life since 2014. Her husband worked at Pease, and their two young kids were in daycare there. They all drank water that exposed them to PFAS, which is linked to lots of health problems.
I can't even begin to describe to you what like a horrible feeling that is. You know, like something that happened to them as babies and toddlers, like could have lifelong impacts to them and to any future children they may have. And that just is such a terrible feeling as a mom.
Amico has testified about her family's experience to Congress and pushed for more response in countless meetings and protests. But for 6 years, she didn't tell her kids any more about what happened to them. All they knew was that mom was a clean water advocate. That changed last summer. Amico told her kids, now 7 and 10, the full story before she enrolled them in the ongoing federal health study at Pease.
You know, I think kids can handle more than we think they can. Just such a huge relief that I can talk openly about it with them now. And they have both participated in the Pease study and feels good that they know why they participated and what it's for.
The study is one of two that are now ramping back up at Pease after delays due to the pandemic. The one the Amicos joined is led by the Centers for Disease Control, and it's a trial run for 7 similar studies at PFAS-contaminated sites around the country. Senior CDC epidemiologist and principal investigator Frank Beauvais says that study focuses on kids and adults who drank the water at Pease between 2004 and 2014. They especially want to recruit people who had blood tests with the state when the contamination first came to light in 2014, but Beauvais says most anyone who might have been exposed is welcome.
We need to find out if these exposures have serious consequences. We already have some indication from the literature that they might. But again, there's enough uncertainty that it's worth doing these studies to determine that.
The study involves blood tests, a questionnaire, and neurobehavioral tests for the kids. Beauvais says they hope to find clear links between people's PFAS exposures and health effects they may have developed since, like ADHD in kids and autoimmune disease in adults. The other study at Pease is smaller. For this one, the nonprofit Silent Spring Institute is looking for moms who were pregnant or breastfeeding when they were exposed to PFAS at Pease. Researchers in that project want to see if this makes vaccines less effective in those mothers' kids, including potentially COVID-19 vaccines. Neither study will follow families long-term, but they could help shape guidance for medical providers and influence future federal regulations on PFAS. The Environmental Protection Agency is only now starting to consider any of those, and New Hampshire is in the minority of states with its own limits. But the idea of joining any PFAS health study has still been scary for some affected families who didn't know how to bring the topic up with their kids. When the CDC study first launched, Beauvais says they brought in family psychologists to help navigate that trauma, and it seemed to work.
I don't think that those are key issues anymore. I think the main problem is the pandemic. And again, I think there may be some fatigue on this issue in the community.
Portsmouth resident Celeste Ledoux hopes people power through that fatigue and join the research. Her kids were exposed to PFAS at Pease in daycare. A few years later, one of her sons was treated for a brain tumor. There's limited evidence that PFAS may elevate some cancer risks. It's one reason Ledoux says participating in the CDC study was an obvious priority.
The truth is, none of us have answers. And I just contributing to the science to try to figure out what may have caused it. I don't know if it's the water. I don't know if I'll ever know if it's the water. But it's important to me that I contributed to finding out.
Plus, she says the gift cards participants received didn't hurt. Andrea Amico's family felt the same. Her 10-year-old daughter, Sophia, has gotten more interested in PFAS since her mom filled her in and took her to join the CDC study last year.
Mom said that the reason why she's doing all this is because, like, she doesn't know what's going to happen to us. So that's why she's doing this study, because she wants to know what's going to happen and if there's any way to, like, cure it or fix it.
How did that make you feel when she told you that?
It made me feel good because it felt like that She wanted to keep me safe, and I wanted to be safe, and I didn't want anything to happen to me.
Sophia thought the study itself was actually pretty fun. The brain games, not so much the blood tests. She and her mom both hope that more participation in the research at Pease will help families like theirs feel more safe and healthy in the future. Annie Ropeek, NHPR News.